Greetings. I present to you SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope, at CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, and through the web on CFRU.ca. I am its Master Overseer, Nicholas Cooper. We will be looking inward and beyond at progressive rock, the branches of progressive and alternative genres, and other unique discoveries near and far. Join me as we gaze into the audible lens out at the diverse musical landscape on the ever-changing horizon. Welcome to Original Masters, a one-hour feature on the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope, looking extensively at progressive rock's monumental and obscured past. This will be the third edition of Original Masters, situating us in prog rock's past and its ever-evolving and adapting presence within modern musical cultures here in Canada and across the globe. As you will hear today, countries other than England will start to bring forth internationally successful prog bands. My dad, Paul Cooper, has once again curated an observational song set and graciously provided a personalized script for this feature. In this feature, we will move forward a decade, concentrating our gazes on the 1990s, a time of slow yet pivotal restoration of progressive rock's popularity that we can hear today. Today's Original Masters is called Gradual Revival Gradient, Progressive Rock in the 1990s. The rest of today's talking segments were written by my dad, Paul Cooper. The 1990s saw a real change in progressive music. Original bands such as ELP and Pink Floyd made their last albums. Other bands such as Yes and Rush continued to record and tour well into the next decade. But the most important change was the introduction of new progressive bands such as Porcupine Tree, Spock's Beard, and The Flower Kings, bringing a revitalization to the genre. While inspired by the progressive bands who came before them, these bands continued the progression of rock music. This hour will honor the originals, but will also introduce the new breed. The Flower Kings are from Sweden, formed in 1994 by Rowan Stolt as a touring band to support his solo album, The Flower King. They have since released 11 albums as a band. Taken from 1995's Back in the World of Adventures is My Cosmic Lover.
Thank you. plain to see. And my pulse of true, and my dust of other blue. Turn the world around, lift me off the ground. As a sign of time, sing a praise to the dollar sign. My one-way ticket to salvation.
That was The Flower Kings with My Cosmic Lover off their 1995 album, Back in the World of Adventures. Spock's Beard is an American band from Los Angeles, co-founded by brothers Neil and Alan Moores in 1992. The name of the band, obviously a Star Trek reference, was based on when something weird would happen, the brothers would say, "Wow, that's like Spock's beard," meaning, "That only happens in a parallel universe, right?" Their second album, Beware of Darkness, released in 1996, featured a prog-styled cover of a George Harrison song, which is the title track of this Spock's Beard album, as well as the following song we will hear in this upcoming triple observation set, called Waste Away.
Some people are like gravy spilled on God's Sunday shirt. Some people are always getting better. Some people just get worse. Some people only waste so long before they waste away. Some people only waste so long until they waste away. Waste away. Well, maybe just a little boys. Some people always reaching for the sky as if they had a choice. Some people only waste so long before they waste away. Heaven first. Some people been holding back their love so long, I think they're about to burst. Yeah! Some people only waste so long before they waste away. Some people only waste so long before they waste away. Waste away now. Some people only waste so long before they waste away.
but it's my turn to drive. Driven to the margin of error, driven to the edge of control, driven to the margin of terror, driven to the edge of a deep dark hole. Driven day and night in circles, spinning like a whirlwind of leaves, stealing in and out back alleys, driven to another den of thieves. It's my turn to drive, but it's my turn to drive. Driven to the margin of error, driven to the edge of control, driven to the margin of terror,
The latter song came to us by Rush. Test for Echo was Rush's 16th album, released in 1996. It was their last album prior to their extended 5-year hiatus due to the personal tragedies suffered by drummer-lyricist Neil Peart. The song featured here was called Driven. The short interlude song between Spock's Beard and Rush was from Saga. Saga, formed in Oakville, Ontario in 1977, continued to release albums throughout the 90s. Generation 13, released in 1995, was a concept album whose storyline, by keyboardist Jim Crichton, was inspired in part by the book 13th Gen, Abort, Retry, Ignore, Fail, by American author William Strauss. The song we heard from this Saga album was called The Cross Number 2. Internal Exile was Phish's second solo album after leaving English neo-progressive rock band Marillion. Being released in 1991, Internal Exile was heavily influenced by the singer's past personal and professional troubles. Taken from this Phish album is the song Credo.
Black clouds hanging over. light spins in a silent void. The options are ever fewer on the ground these days. Credo.
You are listening to SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope, at CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, and through the web on cfru.ca. Porcupine Tree was Stephen Wilson's early beginnings in progressive rock. The band's music in the 90s was compared to that of Pink Floyd, with a psychedelic rock edge. They started to hit their stride with 1993's album Up the Downstair. Taken from that album, we heard the extended, unreleased version of Synesthesia, which came off the 2002 compilation album Stars Die, The Delirium Years, 1991 to 1997. For the next triple observation set, we have ELP. Emerson, Lake & Palmer reunited in 1992 for their eighth studio album, Black Moon, their first in 14 years. It did not receive critical approval, but I enjoyed hearing Keith Emerson's soaring keyboard virtuosity once again, very noticeable on the track Burning Bridges. another short Canadian interlude piece. Recorded between Rush albums in 1994 and 1995, guitarist Alex Lifeson would release a self-titled album under the solo project moniker Victor in 1996, who received a 1997 Juno Award nomination for Best New Group. Alex left the singing to others on the album. His guitar performance was what gave Victor such musical interest. The instrumental piece we heard was called Strip and Go Naked. The work that finished this song trio was by The Tea Party. The Tea Party, from Windsor, Ontario, was formed in 1990 and has styling influences from prog to blues to Middle Eastern. They had a large amount of success in the second half of the 90s, culminating with their hit, Heaven Falling Down. Taken from their 1997 album, Transmission, we heard Temptation. Our final musical observation in this original Masters feature is by Yes. Yes's 18th studio album, The Ladder, released in 1999, was recorded at Armory Studio in Vancouver. Yes agreed to relocate there so that they could work with Canadian producer Bruce Fairbairn, who passed away during the mixing stage of The Ladder. Yes dedicated the album to him. Taken from this album is the creative song, The Messenger. And with that, we conclude this feature edition of Original Masters. This has been SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope, at CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, and through the web on CFRU.ca. Keep informed with the show on Facebook and Twitter, both at SMK Radio Program. Until next, we behold Prog On and Look Inward and Beyond.
One touch, one life, truly, truly say it. One world, one voice, one touch, truly, truly say it. Some people realize, some people see it from the beginning. One world, one touch, one voice, one life. One touch, one.